Scripture Stories is a program for you, the children, sponsored by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. As you listen, remember that these stories are about real people and real events that happened during the Restoration or beginning of the Church in our time, not that long ago. You'll notice after the title of each chapter is a date of when each story happened. Read along with us. You'll find these stories in the Doctrine and Covenants Stories book published by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Have your mother, father, teacher, or a friend help you find the story, and invite them to read along and sing the songs with you too. If you remember last time, we read chapter 19, The Second Coming of Jesus Christ. Some people in Kirtland, Ohio, didn't want to learn the gospel. Some even told lies about the saints to try to stop others from learning about the gospel. Jesus told Joseph Smith that he would come to earth again soon. Before he comes, everyone on earth must hear the gospel. The saints should be good missionaries and work hard to share the gospel. When Jesus lived on earth, he told his apostles what would happen before he came again. Jesus told his apostles that the temple in Jerusalem would be destroyed. The Jewish people would be scattered to many nations, and many of them would be killed. There would be many wars. People wouldn't love each other, and they would turn their hearts from God. There would be terrible sickness, disease, and earthquakes. The sun would be dark, the moon would be like blood, and the stars would fall. One important event in preparation for Jesus' return to the earth is the restoration of his church. Jesus said the restored gospel would be like a light in the darkness. Many things that Jesus told about have already happened. Other things are beginning to happen, and others will happen in the future. When these things happen, righteous people will know Jesus is coming soon. They will want him to come. Many Jews will go back to Jerusalem. They will hear the gospel. Righteous saints will build the new city of Zion, where they will be safe. They will not fight with each other. They will be happy and sing songs of joy. People who are not righteous will not be able to go to Zion. Jesus will come to earth in a bright cloud. Righteous people will see him. all the righteous people who have died will be resurrected. They will meet Jesus in the cloud and come to earth with him. Jesus will come to Jerusalem. He will stand on a mountain there, and it will split in half. The heavens and earth will shake. Wicked people will be destroyed. People in Jerusalem will see Jesus and ask, "What are those wounds in your hands and feet?" He will say, "I am Jesus, who was crucified. I am the Son of God." Then the people will cry because of their sins and feel sad because Jesus had been persecuted. Righteous people will be very happy to see Jesus. The whole earth will belong to them. Satan will not be able to tempt them. Their children will grow up without sin. Jesus will live with them for 1,000 years and will be their king. Jesus told Joseph Smith to send missionaries to tell everyone to repent and prepare for the second coming. Jesus said the saints should also prepare. They should pray, fast, and teach each other the commandments. Jesus promised the saints that if they would be close to him, he would be close to them. He said they should pray, and he promised that God would answer them. The saints should do everything they can to help Jesus. When people help Jesus, they become like him. Then they will be ready for his second coming. Today, we are reading in Chapter 20 of Doctrine and Covenant Stories. Children at home, please read along with us. Gifts of the Spirit, March 8, 1831.
Joseph Smith received many revelations that taught about the Holy Ghost.
The Holy Ghost is a spirit who helps Heavenly Father and Jesus.
The Holy Ghost does not have a body of flesh and bones.
Through the power of the Holy Ghost, God gives special gifts to members of the church.
These gifts are called gifts of the Spirit, or spiritual gifts.
Each saint has at least one spiritual gift. Church members should learn about their gifts and use them to help each other.
Let's stop and talk about what we've read so far. Who is the Holy Ghost? Brooklyn?
He's the third member of the Godhead.
Great. And what does Heavenly Father give members of the church through the power of the Holy Ghost? Caitlin?
Spiritual blessings or spiritual gifts?
Great. Gavin?
Gifts of the Spirit or spiritual gifts?
Okay, and at least how many gifts does each member have? Anna Rose?
One.
One. They at least have one. What should church members do with their gifts? Brooklyn?
Use them to help others.
Definitely. Gavin?
Bless the lives of others.
Excellent. Let's keep reading to learn about what some of the different gifts are.
Jesus told Joseph Smith what some of these gifts are.
Some saints are given the gift of knowing that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. They know he died for us.
Other saints are given the gift to recognize and believe the true testimonies of other people about Jesus.
Some saints are given the gift to be leaders.
Some saints are given the gift to know the difference between righteous and wicked spirits.
Righteous spirits are sent by God and make us feel good. Wicked spirits are sent by Satan and bring a bad feeling.
Some saints are given the gift of wisdom. This gift helps them make good choices and properly use the knowledge Heavenly Father gives them.
Some saints are given the gift of knowledge. Those who have this gift are to teach others and help them make wise choices.
Some saints are given the gift of faith to be healed. Others are given the gift to heal sick people.
The Holy Ghost gives some saints the gift to do miracles. Miracles show the power of God.
Some saints are given the gift to speak languages they do not know.
Some saints are given the gift of prophecy.
This gift helps them know and understand things that have happened in the past, things that are happening now, and things that will happen in the future.
Some saints are given many gifts. All saints should use their gifts to serve and bless others.
The bishop can know what gifts each saint has. He knows who will be good teachers.
He knows which saints love God and obey the commandments.
Righteous saints should work and pray to be given the gifts they need.
All of these gifts come from God.
Let's talk about it. What are some of the spiritual gifts Heavenly Father gives to his children? Gavin?
The gift of faith, the gift to testify, and the gift to teach others.
Those are some great gifts, great examples of gifts. Ethan?
To have faith, knowledge, and prophecy.
Great. Brooklyn?
To speak languages, to hold miracles, to make wise choices, and to send spirits.
Okay. Great. Caitlin?
Some saints know and understand things that have happened in the past, present, and future.
Okay. Now, how can the gift to believe the testimonies of others be helpful? How can that help us? Brooklyn?
It can help strengthen our own testimonies.
Excellent. Ethan, what do you think?
It will help you have more faith.
Wonderful. Caitlin?
It'll help you have more faith that it's true, and it will strengthen your testimony.
Great. Now, how do righteous spirits that are sent from God make us feel? How do the righteous spirits make us feel? Christian?
They make us feel good and happy inside.
And what about the bad spirits? How do they make you feel? Yes, Brooklyn?
They don't make us feel good.
Definitely. I think that's pretty cut and dry. What is wisdom? Yes, Ethan?
When you are really smart and understand things.
Okay. Now, how does the gift of wisdom help those who have it? How would that help you to have the gift of wisdom, Gavin?
To be wise and not drink drugs and things.
Okay, so be wise, definitely. And Brooklyn?
To know, bad choices from good choices.
Okay, that would definitely help us out. And we all can discern between good and bad choices, right? Yes, Caitlin.
The gift of wisdom is kind of like being wise, like what Gavin said, but it's also knowing the right from wrong, the bad from good, and what spirits are bad and good, so that you know who would make good friends and who would not be good and nice to you.
Correct. Now, how should those with the gift of knowledge share their gift with others? Christian.
They can teach others about it.
Definitely, they can teach others. Ethan?
They can teach the gospel and teach others how to make wise choices.
Definitely. Brooklyn?
They can teach others, like becoming a teacher.
Some saints have the gift to do miracles. whose power is shown when a miracle is performed? Yes, Caitlin.
A miracle uses the priesthood, which is the power of God. So the power used during the miracle is the power of God.
Wonderful, wonderful answer. Anna Rose?
The power of God.
The power of God. And Brooklyn?
The power of God and the Holy Ghost.
What can someone with the gift of languages do? Ethan?
Go on a mission in a different country and learn a different language.
Okay, definitely. That's a great way to serve with the gift of languages. Christian?
They can teach a lot more people because they know how to teach them better.
Can you think of who the Lord gives the gift of languages to? Anna Rose.
Missionaries.
Definitely. There's somebody. Gavin.
Missionaries, because when they have to go to different countries, they have to speak different languages.
Okay. What is the gift of prophecy? Caitlin.
The gift of prophecy helps them know and understand the things that will happen, have happened, and are happening.
Alrighty, and who is someone that has the gift of prophecy? Gavin?
The prophet and apostles.
Okay, how should the saints use their gifts? Ethan, how should the saints use their gifts that they've been given?
To help other people.
Good, good answer. Brooklyn?
To help others in need.
Who can know what gifts each member has? Yes, Brooklyn.
The bishop.
Definitely. Okay. Caitlin?
The bishop knows these gifts so they know who would make good teachers.
Great. Now, how should we seek for spiritual gifts? Ethan?
We should work and pray.
Great. What spiritual gifts have you witnessed in your life and in the lives of those around you? Brooklyn?
One of my Sunday school teachers, named Sister Cheever, has the gift of teaching.
Great. And how do you know she has the gift of teaching?
Because she, out of all my Sunday school teachers, she's the one that I've learned the most of, and she's taught me the most.
Great. Okay. Christian.
I have a friend who lives down the street, and whenever I'm around her, she makes me feel happy.
Great. Well, that is excellent. The prophet Joseph Smith wrote 13 statements called the Articles of Faith that briefly summarize some of the basic principles and beliefs of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. The seventh Article of Faith states, "We believe in the gift of tongues, prophecy, revelation, visions, healing, interpretation of tongues, and so forth." Now let's practice saying the seventh Article of Faith together. Repeat after me. We believe in the gift of tongues, prophecy, revelation.
We believe in the gift of tongues, prophecy, revelation.
Visions, healing, interpretation of tongues, and so forth.
Visions, healing, interpretation of tongues, and so forth.
Good job. Ready to put the whole thing together now? I'll go first. Okay. We believe in the gift of tongues, prophecy, revelation, visions, healing, interpretation of tongues, and so forth. Now it's your turn. On the count of three. One, two, three.
We believe in the gift of tongues, prophecy, revelation, visions, healing, interpretation of tongues, and so forth.
Way to go. Now that we've repeated the seventh article of faith a few times and maybe even have it memorized, how does the seventh article of faith go along with our story today? Ethan.
It talks about spiritual gifts.
Definitely. So that goes along perfectly with our story. Brooklyn?
The seventh article of faith names some of the spiritual gifts.
Now, what gifts are mentioned in the seventh article of faith that were also in the story we read today? Christian?
The gift of tongues, which is also the gift of languages, and prophecy, and a little bit of revelation, too.
Great. Now, are there any gifts in the seventh article of faith that weren't in our story? Caitlin.
Interpretation of tongues.
Okay. Anna Rose.
Visions.
Visions. Brooklyn.
Visions, healing, interpretation of tongues.
Ethan.
Prophecy.
Now, what are the gifts of tongues and interpretation of tongues? What does that mean, Brooklyn?
Tongues means that you can speak a foreign language, and then interpretation of tongues means that you can understand a foreign language.
Okay, and what is the gift of revelation? Gavin, do you know what the gift of revelation is?
The ability to understand the mysteries of God.
Okay, great. And what is the gift of visions? Caitlin?
The gift of visions is like knowing and seeing things from Heavenly Father, like angels.
Which prophet have we been learning about in Doctrine and Covenant stories that had the gift of revelation and visions? Ethan?
Joseph Smith.
That is right. Why does God give us spiritual gifts? Christian?
To help other people and to get closer to Him.
Okay, and does everybody have the same spiritual gifts, Caitlin?
No, they don't.
They do not. Brooklyn, why doesn't everyone receive the same spiritual gifts?
Because our gifts are here to help each other, and if everyone had the same gift, then your gift wouldn't be as unique and it wouldn't go to use because no one would need help for it.
Exactly. Exactly right. How can we know what spiritual gifts Heavenly Father has given us? Ethan?
Pray and study to know.
Great. Good answer. I know that Heavenly Father loves each of us very much. He blesses each of us with spiritual gifts when we are righteous so that we can use them to bless the lives of others. Thank you for joining us today. We've learned so much. I hope we'll all thank Heavenly Father in our prayers for all He taught us, and I hope we'll keep talking about the things we've learned with our families and other people we love. Join us next week as we read Chapter 21, A Revelation to Settle in Missouri, May to June 1831, and Chapter 22, Saints Begin to Settle in Missouri, July to August 1831. If you'd like to listen to this program again, a grown-up can help you get a copy to play on your computer, iPod, or other music player at mormonchannel.org. You can also sign up to get new episodes as soon as they're ready. If you'd like your own copies of the Scripture Stories as books or DVDs, you can find them at scripturestories.lds.org. A grown-up can also buy them at your local church distribution center or online at store.lds.org.
See you next week!
Scripture Stories on the Mormon Channel is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Here's just a sample of what you'll learn during next week's program.
The next day, all the saints in Missouri went to a conference.
They were filled with the Holy Ghost, and they rejoiced.
Joseph told them that God would bless them if they were faithful.
See you next week.